Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Fitness Insider Podcast. This is episode 45. I'm your host, Natalie Wolf, and today is a solo episode, so I won't be having any guests on, but I am going to make this a quick episode to go through my top five tips, simple things you can do today to improve your overall well-being. And I was inspired to do this after being on my friend Megan Lyon's podcast, which you'll have to check out. It's called Wellness Your Way. I will link that in the show notes so you can check it out. I was just on her show and it was a lot of fun. So I thought, why don't we bring some of those actionable tips over to the Fitness Insider podcast? So let's get started. Number one, drink more water. Okay, I know this is an obvious one, but this is my top tip on how to improve your overall health and well-being. And it sounds really easy, but I know a lot of people struggle with this. And one of the ways you can do this is by purchasing a really cute water bottle, like a nice Yeti, or my favorite is a Hydro Flask, and I put ice in there and it stays icy cold all day long. Of course, I refill it several times. But if you have a good water bottle, you're more likely to take that everywhere you go. So even when you get in the car to go run some errands, bring that water bottle with you, because if you're sipping all throughout the day, you're going to stay really well hydrated. And as we know, if you listen to last episode 44 with the CEO of Noon Hydration, we know that hydration is everything. It affects performance in every aspect of your life. So just getting more water, you're going to feel more awake. Your skin is going to thank you. You'll have better digestion and so much more. So maybe instead of that second afternoon coffee that you're planning on having or getting from Starbucks, maybe grab a Noon tablet and drop that into your water bottle so it's flavored, or just get a sparkling water or just a regular old water and sip on that instead, and your body will seriously thank you. All right, my next tip, tip number two, is get adequate sleep. That means 8+ hours. I know a lot of you guys have the Whoop band or Oura ring, and you're tracking your sleep some way or another, and I think most of us realize that we're not getting enough of it. Our lives are so busy. We're going to work, we're working out at the gym afterwards or before, we're having social time with friends, and we have families to feed and all of that, and life just gets crazy. So I think sleep becomes a bottom of the list kind of priority for a lot of people. But I've listened to a lot of podcasts about sleep, and it's just crazy. It blows my mind to know how much sleep really affects everything. I know it's obvious, like when you get a bad night's sleep or you don't sleep enough, you have a pretty tough day the next day, but it really does impact everything. So getting enough sleep, I am queen of sleep, so this is easier for me to say, but I like to get in bed by like 9 or 9:30. Yes, I'm a grandma. But my favorite way to wind down is getting in bed early and cracking open a book. Actually, it's usually my Kindle, whatever I'm reading, and it's just usually fiction. So a nice way to kind of escape the day, and even if it's a crazy murder mystery thriller, it's still somehow just like reading is so soothing, and it lulls me right to sleep. So I try to not look at my phone at least like 30 minutes before I go to bed and just focus on my reading. Of course, I love watching shows too on Netflix and all of that, but I usually do that earlier in the evening, and so I kind of like turn off the lights and just have my Kindle. But in general, a good rule of thumb for getting quality sleep, not just enough sleep, but quality sleep, is making sure that it's dark enough in your bedroom. So we have blackout shades that I love, but admittedly, we kind of like sleep in too late sometimes with those because like you have no idea that it's morning. But make sure it's dark, make sure it's cooler. We turn the thermostat down to 72 instead of 74. So whatever that temperature is that you need to be sleeping, cooler temperatures are better at night. And make sure you don't have any like lights on, like any gadgets, technology that's putting off light that can actually impact your sleep too. And if you're someone who really struggles with like resist the urge to pick up your phone, scroll right before bed, or maybe you wake up and that's what you reach for. Or maybe that's the first thing you reach for in the morning. I think that's probably what we all do. Maybe it's time to plug your phone in the bathroom or in another room so you don't have that distraction and that temptation, and just see how that affects your sleep. My final tips on how to get enough sleep and get quality sleep is, if you want to be extra like me, you can draw a bubble bath and soak before bed. That's always super relaxing. I like to get out the essential oils or use my Necessaire products that are eucalyptus scented, light a candle, read a book in the bath, or just kind of veg out. And then finally, you can make yourself a cup of tea, make sure it's herbal, non-caffeinated, or you can use Organifi's gold powder, which I love with hot water. It has all kinds of adaptogens and things that soothe you right before bed. So I know there's tons of helpful sleep products that you can get out there. So whatever you find helpful for you, definitely do it, and kind of just try to start a routine, a bedtime routine. Get back to that routine and see what it does. All right, simple thing number 3 that you can do today to improve your overall well-being is cook dinner at home. I know it sounds really simple, but it's also can be a big chore. But it really doesn't have to be. So instead of ordering in from DoorDash or going to pick up curbside somewhere, I'm well aware that takeout can be healthy too. But whatever you're cooking at home is probably almost 100% healthier than whatever you're going to pick up. You have control over the oils you're going to use and the ingredients you're going to add. And so it's also just so nice to have a little night at home, put on some music. It can be relaxing. It doesn't have to be a huge chore, and make something simple. This can be chop up some veggies, roast them in the oven, and throw them into some gluten-free pasta with pesto, which you can buy at Whole Foods or, Sprouts or whatever store you're shopping at. But just pick something simple to make and cook dinner at home, because it's going to be healthier than whatever you're going to eat outside of the house. One of my favorite spots to get really easy to make meals is Trader Joe's, and I'm sure you're all well aware of Trader Joe's and all of their awesome things, especially in the freezer section. But grab something easy to make, throw it together at home, and you will be so happy. And your body will also thank you for it. And maybe start a routine, set a goal for yourself. I'm going to only eat out twice a week or 3 times a week. Whatever is most realistic for you and your lifestyle. But just try to get at least 1 or 2 nights of cooking dinner at home. And it does not have to be anything crazy. When you do cook that dinner at home tonight, make sure you tag me, the Fitness Insider Podcast, on Instagram, because I love seeing what you guys are cooking. Simple thing number 4 is turn off the news, stop scrolling, and open that book that you've been meaning to read. I know, I keep talking about reading, and I'm a huge fan of reading, but I think we are all overstimulated right now. There's a lot going on in the world, a lot of bad stuff, a lot of scary stuff, and I know that's always the case usually, but right now it seems to be really weighing heavy on a lot of us. So sometimes the best thing we can do is just turn off the media, put away our phones, and just read a book. And I love to read fiction. It's a great way to kind of escape and just give your mind a break. And I think that when we're watching all that news and we're scrolling through and Instagram or whatever social media platform, we're kind of just mind numbing. It's another way of kind of coping and trying to escape, and just, my thumb almost takes over, just does what it does. And I'm an hour in and I'm scrolling Instagram and I'm looking at stories and I'm just in this rabbit hole that I'm wow, I just wasted an hour of my life, more. I'm appalled at my stats on my iPhone of how much time I'm spending on these platforms. So I never regret time spent reading. So one of my favorite apps is called Goodreads. You may have it, but it's a great spot to discover new books or old books. You can log all the books that you've read, and then you can add books to your wish list, your want to read list, and then you can add your friends on there and see what they're reading and what they're rating books. So it's like a super nerdy book club. And I love it. So you can find me on there and see what I've read. But I also, on my personal Instagram, That Foodie Girl, I've logged all the books that I've read this year so far in a highlight called books. So you can kind of like look through there and I rate them. So if you need any book ideas, my goal is 40 books in the year 2021. So I'm a little over halfway there. So I'm a little behind. So hopefully I meet that. But seriously, don't underestimate the power of getting lost in a book. Okay, the final thing I have for you today that you can do today to improve your overall well-being is schedule some time with a friend or a family member this weekend. And bonus is do something active together. So text your friend that you haven't seen in a while or call that family member that lives in your same city that you don't see a lot, or maybe someone who's a road trip away, and schedule some time with them. So I know it's tempting sometimes to just spend the weekends on the couch watching Netflix and ordering in tacos, which is all great. I'm all for it. But schedule at least a few hours with someone to reconnect. And just that act of scheduling it will give you a little boost. We all love a good plan. I know I do. And schedule something active to do. So maybe go on a hike, maybe go play some tennis together, go for a walk in the neighborhood. It doesn't have to be anything crazy, but just, you know, I feel like we've kind of lost the art of just like hanging out with our friends. It's always has to be this big grand plan and these over the top events, when we could just say, hey, come on over, let's cook something together, or we can go for a walk together. Walking is always such a great way to kind of reconnect and have those conversations that you don't really have time to have over text or over the phone during our busy lives. But you're kind of like killing two birds with one stone. Getting your exercise in, and you're reconnecting with a friend or a family member. So those are my five tips. So I'll just review it so you remember. Number one, drink more water. Number two, get adequate sleep. Number three, cook dinner at home tonight. Number four, turn off the news, stop scrolling, and open that book. And number five, schedule some time with a friend or family member this weekend. So these are all kind of, this is like my top five on simple things we can do. I know they're easier said than done. But even if you just pick a few of these to do today, I think you will find that it will really enhance your day and the rest of your week, and hopefully kickstart some good habits. I know it's hard to kind of stay in a routine, but now that everybody's back to school, if you have kids that are going back to school, it's kind of that time of the year where we're all kind of reevaluating our routines and getting things back. We're all back from vacation and time to get back to reality. And we just want to, these are not to make life boring, but to make your life better. And so you can feel awesome and you can be your best self for your family, your friends, your coworkers, and everybody else. So I hope you guys enjoyed this short little solo episode. And if you haven't listened to the past couple episodes, definitely go listen. The last episode was with Kevin Rutherford from Noon. And the one before that was with Dr. Kate Namas, a naturopathic doctor on the main causes of infertility. So we've got lots of content on there, and we've got lots more exciting guests to come for the rest of the year, which it's crazy to me that we're already almost in September. But Stay tuned for those and be sure, as always, to hit subscribe so you'll see new episodes coming every other Wednesday. And if you have a minute, please, please head to Apple Podcasts, rate and review the Fitness Insider podcast and share with a friend. This is just a labor of love, something I like to do. So the more eyes we get on this, the better. It keeps me going. Nice little boost. And if there's a topic or guest you'd like to listen to here on the Fitness Insider, please reach out and I will try to make it happen. You can send me a DM on Instagram, the Fitness Insider Podcast, or you can email me Natalie at the fitnessinsiderpodcast.com. Before I let you go, I have to tell you about my favorite bar, my new favorite protein bar. It's called Bright Bar. I discovered it at Sprouts here in Dallas, but they are in Whole Foods and also Central Market. They are kind of like a perfect bar, but better because there's no dairy, there's no eggs, there's less sugar, and there's more protein, but it has that same like delicious cookie dough, nut buttery texture and flavor. And there's like a chocolate chip one, there's a chocolate mint, there's an almond butter. Oh my gosh, they're so good. And I love them as like a little afternoon snack or in the mornings if I'm rushed, I'll have one for breakfast. They're so, so good. Just trust me, they're better than the perfect bar. And that says a lot because I used to be obsessed with the perfect bar. So definitely check out Bright Bar. I also had the founder, Brendan, on the podcast a couple episodes ago. So check out episode 42. And when you order on their website, I will link this in the show notes. Use the code Natalie15 to get 15% off your order.